Did scientific rivalry delay an important discovery in brain research? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Franco Pastilli, assistant professor in the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at Indiana University, examines how a once-forgotten discovery may bring huge benefits to our health.
Last year, we uncovered a mysterious brain structure known as the vertical occipital fasciculus, or VOF for short, which disappeared from the medical literature over a century ago. Now, more recently, we have used advanced magnetic resonance imaging to map parts of the brain the VOF connects. A long, bushy bundle of nerves that ends at the cortex. The VOF appears to connect two key parts of the visual system, the part that identifies objects, words, and faces, and the part that orients us in space. Injury to the VOF could result in a disconnect between what and where, how we recognize an object, and how we perceive its location. Understanding how the VOF communicates between brain functions could reveal important information about cognitive and sensory deficits in individuals. How did a part of the brain disappear in first place? The answer might be scientific rivalry. The VOF was first described in 1881 by Karl Wernicke, a German-Austrian neuroanatomist. But another prominent scientist at the time, Theodor Meinhard, never accepted the structure. Over time, the VOF faded into obscurity. Until now, our research has brought high-resolution measurements of living human brains. These measurements, 100 years later, are only starting to unlock the secrets of the VOF.
That was Franco Pastilli of the University of Indiana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Back from your knife, so don't